Hello and welcome to the HIMSS Medical Practice Journeys to Meaningful Use podcast series. I'm Leslie Warren, partner with EMR Advisory Group. Regional Extension Centers, otherwise known as RECs, are organizations that have received funding under the HITECH Act to assist healthcare providers with the selection and implementation of electronic health records, otherwise known as EHRs, to achieve the meaningful use incentive provided by the Department of HHS until 2015. Our guest today, Amy Rosa, RN, Associate Executive Director of the South Florida Regional Extension Center. Amy will share her insights as an industry expert who is in the trenches with ambulatory medical practices and eligible professionals as they begin and continue their journeys to successfully attaining meaningful use. Ms. Rosa entered the field of information technology after serving in Broward County, Florida hospitals and health systems for 15 years as a skilled registered nurse. Ms. Rosa proved to be an integral part of the implementation and adoption of health information technology with hundreds of clinicians throughout the healthcare system. Currently, Ms. Rosa serves as Associate Executive Director for the South Florida Regional Extension Center, located in Doral, Florida. The SFREC serves over 2,700 physicians in 8 counties in the adoption of electronic health records to reaching meaningful use through to statewide health information exchange. Ms. Rosa is currently a member of the American Nursing Informatics Association, CARING, and the American Organization of Nurse Executives. Welcome, Amy, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
It is a pleasure to be here, and thank you for the opportunity.
Many eligible providers may still be unsure about the benefits of using their local REC. Could you share a little about the services that the SFREC offers?
Happily, thanks. The South Florida Regional Extension Center provides assistance and guidance to physicians as they acquire, implement, and meaningfully use certified electronic health record systems. The use of electronic health records, as we all know, will improve the safety, efficiency, quality, and value of healthcare in the U.S. The SFREC also provides ancillary health information technology services and advice to improve physician practices, including that of health information exchange, ICD-10, and health information exchange in the form of direct secure messaging. We're a nonprofit, unbiased organization governed by a steering committee composed of South Florida physicians and healthcare leaders. It's funded by the Office of the National Coordinator of Health Information Technology, and we're one of 62 regional extension centers in the United States. We're serving an 8-county region that stretches all the way from Vero Beach to Key West here in Florida. We also receive collaborative assistance from the Health Choice Network of Florida, a health center-controlled network located here in Miami.
Are there any milestones that your providers have achieved to date?
I am proud to say that through our hard work and our community's hard work, our community providers have met many milestones the past couple of years. Besides being of open mind for accepting this paradigm shift in the way that they do business, they've taken on the challenge of committing to completing that journey to making a measurable difference in their patients' health by way of meaningfully using their EHR. We currently have over 2,500 members in our 8 counties, 45% of which are committed priority primary care physicians in a practice of less than 10. Of those, 847, or 33%, have met the milestone of being live on an EHR. 181, or 7% of those, have reached the final milestone of meaningful use. As a result, those 181 providers have been distributed over $3 million in incentive monies. Big milestones.
That's great, Amy. What educational services do you offer to the medical practices? Have you started educating practices that there may be changes to Stage 1 meaningful use as a result of the release of Stage 2 final rule?
The South Florida Regional Extension Center has invested greatly in the education of our provider members and their staff. Launched in April of this year, our online learning management system provides our physician practices and their staff with over 500 courses, all for free, offering courses from meaningful use, including CME credit, to office management and operations. It has been greatly accepted, and we are very proud to bring this important, helpful, easy-to-access way of education to our members, again, for free. Regarding the stage two changes, our team has been alerting and educating our physician practices that it is coming. However, not getting into too much discussion, being that the rules are not set in stone as of yet. So we are suggesting things such as encouraging them to be a part of the public comment, which is now closed, and highlighting major changes that may occur, such as actually exchanging health information versus just running a pass or fail test, and perhaps a lift on EHR certification requirements.
Where are you seeing medical practices having the most difficulty with their EHR implementations? For example, workflow analysis, lack of planning?
Well, statistically speaking, the biggest barriers are time, money, and staff, not ill-familiar barriers in any physician practice. Most recently, in fact, just today, reported on our regional extension senior leaders meeting, the biggest barrier across the country is EHR vendor delays, which I presume translates into resources once again. An additional pulse from the community is that physicians are holding back still from implementing an EHR due to the fact that they believe these incentive dollars don't exist and the, quote, program will go away. As part of our education and outreach, we are always focused on overcoming these barriers whenever we are communicating to the community.
One area of concern for many in the industry is workforce development and the availability and placement of new and experienced workers. Have you come across any workforce training or shortage issues?
The South Florida Regional Extension Center is robustly overseen by our community stakeholders. Our collaboration with our local state colleges is very active and productive. Four college HIT program directors sit on our workforce development subcommittee, and this group meets monthly. In this case, our workforce subcommittee oversees the HIT workforce influence the SFREC impasses on the community. We are proud that four of our account representatives are products of the HIT certificate program at local state colleges. And recently, we have hired paid interns that have pursued a change in career to HIT, and they've been cast into the field with succinct objectives that will provide them with the skill set to support the platform of EHRs that are being implemented in our community. In my opinion, there will truly be a resource shortage in the coming years, and this is my quote, we are building it, they are coming, but we need folks to support and maintain it. The South Florida Regional Extension Center continues to collaborate with the initiatives and the direction of the Office of the National Coordinator and maintains a focus on training and developing HIT resources for our community.
What are some of the services you will continue to offer after the incentive program has ended?
Well, that's a toughie for all of our regional extension centers, and it's a huge topic of discussion. The South Florida Regional Extension Center has been focused on that for quite some time. Sustainability and support for our physician members is another hard-pressed focus of the SFREC. We have experienced business development manager on staff working through our strategic plan for the future. As is in the focus on the Workforce Development Subcommittee that I mentioned before, the SFREC has a sustainability committee made up of community business leaders that support and guides us through our growth process. Currently, we have a partnership with International Alliance Solutions whereby we are offering ICD training online called CodeSmart University that's marketed to our providers and their staff at a discount. We are also an early adopter in the state of Florida for the Health Information Exchange platform. We will eventually be offering HIE access to our provider members. And in addition, we're getting ready to go to RFP for scanning and shredding services and ACO and PCMH consultative services.
Thank you, Amy, for joining us today to share your insights with us on how the SFREC helps providers achieve meaningful use.
I'd like to thank you very much again for having me.
This podcast, along with a wealth of other resources, toolkits, and guidance, can be found at Meaningful Use OneSource at www.himss.org beneath the Topics and Tools menu. To our audience, thank you for joining us for the HIMSS Medical Practice Journeys to Achieving Meaningful Use podcast series. This is Leslie Warren reporting.